In India, religious violence claimed dozens more lives today. In the western state of Gujarat, at least 40 people were killed by rioters seeking to avenge yesterday's assault on a train full of Hindu activists. In that attack, Muslims stoned a train and then set it on fire, killing 58 people. As NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi, there are growing fears the sectarian fighting could spin out of control.
Authorities had hoped to keep a lid on religious violence today. Police and paramilitary troops were deployed all over the country, but in Gujarat, their presence was not enough. Hindu mobs roamed the capital, Ahmedabad, throughout the day, targeting Muslim neighborhoods, burning cars, homes, and businesses. Similar scenes were played out in other cities across the state. In Ahmedabad, at least two people were killed after police opened fire on rioters. One of the most gruesome incidents occurred in a Muslim neighborhood in Ahmedabad, where at least 18 people, most of them children, were burned alive after several houses in their neighborhood were set on fire by a band of marauding Hindu youths. Police say more than two dozen other bodies may still be inside. By nightfall, many areas of the city were cloaked in smoke, and a curfew was in place in the capital and more than 20 other cities to try to prevent the situation from getting worse. Gujarat's Chief Minister Narendra Modi. I pray for peace and calm, and as far as the government is concerned, he said, we will not allow anyone to take the law into their own hands. All the culprits, Modi said, would be punished. To help keep order, state authorities have asked the central government to send in the army. India's Defense Minister George Fernandez is on his way to Gujarat to assess the situation. Officials in New Delhi say 11 companies of paramilitary troops should arrive by this evening. It's not yet clear if today's violence was spontaneous or planned. Gujarat is a Hindu nationalist stronghold, a place where hardliners have traditionally been well represented and well organized, and a place with a history of Hindu-Muslim violence. What is clear is that the revenge killings were prompted by yesterday's attack on the train carrying Hindu activists outside the town of Godhra. Their coaches were set on fire by a mob after an altercation between the Hindu activists and Muslim vendors at Godhra station. The Hindus were returning from the northern Indian town of Ayodhya, where a militant Hindu group is threatening to build a temple on the site of a mosque torn down by a Hindu mob in 1992. That incident led to countrywide Hindu-Muslim violence. When it was over, more than 2,000 people were dead. Many here fear what happened then could happen again if the violence of the past 2 days is not brought under control. In an attempt to defuse the current crisis, India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee has asked the Vishwa Hindu Parishad, or VHP, to shelve its plans to begin construction on the temple. The VHP has rejected Vajpayee's plea. It says work will begin on March 15th. Authorities have beefed up security in and around Ayodhya tonight to prevent any unrest there. Meanwhile, the VHP has called for a nationwide strike tomorrow to protest Wednesday's attack on the train. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.